All right, good morning, everybody. Dave Sattler, one of the pastors here at good old North Shore Alliance Church. And we've dubbed January North Shore Alliance Church Mission Month to highlight mission, which is really the heartbeat of our movement. We will bring the good news of Jesus across the street and around the world. Mission should not be understood as one of the many activities the church does, but rather something that constitutes its very essence. And over the years, North Shore Alliance Church has prioritized sending people out. Our movement's founder, A.B. Simpson, wrote that the Christian and Missionary Alliance aims to reach the most neglected fields, to avoid the beaten tracks of other laborers, to press on to the regions beyond, and instead of building upon another man's foundation, to preach the gospel where Christ has not been named. This is the ethos of our movement and something that he wrote over 125 years ago. The invitation to join God in this kind of trailblazing mission has inspired people like Julius Otto, Ralph and Ruth Shoresky, Galen, and the Haradas to go, to plant churches in some of the hardest to reach places on the globe, South Sudan, Germany, Cuba, and the Philippines. And some tough places right here in our nation and in our city. The district jail in Thunder Bay, Ontario. The skate parks of the North Shore. The downtown east side amongst at-risk youth. And in work like partnering Vancouver youth up with youth in Rwanda. Led by the faithful leadership of people like Mark Davenport, Mark Koop, Charlotte Browning, and Krista Buss. Together, we are on mission. Unless you think it's only their job, in a lot of ways, when they're out there on the front lines, they're representing us, and it's our responsibility, it's our joy to hold the rope, to support them, to pray for them, to give financially, and to come alongside of them, to cheer them on in the mission that we are also a part of. And so today, we're going to do something a little different for our teaching time. We're actually going to pray in various ways for recent prayer requests that I picked up this week from 8 of our missionaries. And so we're going to go through them one at a time. First, Krista Buss. She was on worship team today, and she's probably the only of the 8 missionaries that's actually here with us this morning. She came to Jesus through our youth ministry many years ago. I remember that. It was such a great moment. She's married to Chris, and they live in the Lonsdale corridor. They've both been a big part of our church community, serving in youth and worship. And Chris in NSA ball hockey, which is also an important ministry here in our church. Krista is bivocational. She's working both as an interpreter for the hearing impaired in our city and for Youth Unlimited, heading up Elevation, a unique ministry connecting local youth with the youth of Rwanda. And this has had a tremendous impact on youth of both nations. Elevation supports Kigali Christian School, and many of you are sponsors of students who attend that school. And they're soon opening a new school in the eastern part of Rwanda. This summer, Krista will again be leading a team of youth, including some of ours, on a short-term trip to Rwanda. Krista's latest prayer requests are here on the screen behind me. And Krista, I invite you to come and join me here on the platform. And I'm also going to invite Lita Jones, who's in the back, to come and join me here. And just a couple of reviews here. Krista's asking for prayer as her team comes together for this summer's mission trip. She's also asking for a prayer for Rwanda and Youth for Christ as they're launching a new school in the eastern province, as I mentioned. She's praying for more partners, people who are able to support her financially and give monthly to keep her ministry rolling. So Lita Jones is going to lead us in prayer now for Krista. So join us.
Let us pray. Lord, we are so blessed to have young people in our congregation that share your love and your word to so many around the world. And Lord, we just pray that you will give Krista the vision and the strength and the knowledge and the love to go to the people as she witnesses and does mission work with those that need it so much in Rwanda. Lord, we just thank you for her heart. We thank her. Thank you for her love. And we just ask that your hands would be on her, that she would feel your love around her as she brings the youth to you. So, Lord, we just ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it's great. We can give it up for Krista. She's here. Gaylene. And many of you know Gaylene. She's been in our church a lot in 2015. She is a career international worker with our denomination, Christian and Missionary Alliance, and we're one of her sending churches. She's currently ministering on an island in the Caribbean Sun region. I'm not allowed to name it here because we're taping this right now. Gaylene's main work is with pastors' wives and women's ministry, discipling and helping them find health and healing in Jesus. She does lots of preaching, teaching, and leading. In fall of 2015, we sent a group of six women from our church to support Gaylene in one of her retreats. And I've put Gaylene's latest prayer request that she sent to me this week on the screen behind me. She's asking for prayer because of there's been an earthquake in her region where there's ministry going on. And she's asking for prayer for evangelistic meetings that happened to be planned in that very place where the earthquake happened, before the earthquake did. So there's some great opportunities there to minister to people. And Gaylene's also asking for prayer. She teaches Bible studies, leads, and preaches, actually this morning, in an Alliance church. So for this one, we're going to read this prayer together. Maybe we can go to the next screen now, please, Alec. Great. So let's just read this prayer together out loud. Dear God, thank you for Gaylene. We lift up the people of her region living in fear. For those who lost their homes, we ask your provision. For those who love loved ones, we ask for your comfort. Help her to feel bolstered by your presence. Bless Gaylene today, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Next we have Mark Koop. And Mark is the Executive Director of Greater Vancouver Youth for Christ, Youth Unlimited. Mark's currently living in Deep Cove. Mark, Sherry, Lucas, and Silas have been part of our church for many years, involved in music and youth. Mark was even on our youth staff team for several years. Mark, just recently, about a year and a half ago, started a new job, and he is the executive director of Greater Vancouver Youth for Christ. And his job really is to give vision to the organization that supports over 60 youth missionaries that are working here in our city, from North Vancouver all the way out to the Fraser Valley. He also runs a weekly skate club, actually two of them, or one every week, but there's a preteen one and then there's a youth one. And they alternate on weeks, and that's right here in the North Shore, working together with skateboarders and those who are right here in our community. And this is a really important work. In some ways, so the skateboarders of the North Shore are like an unreached people group. Many skateboarders have lots of different challenges, and in fact, they find a lot of community in the skateboarding community. And Mark's, it's great having Mark in there. Mark's given me his latest prayer requests. First of all, he has a family one. His father is just recovering from heart surgery and cancer treatment, so he's asking us to pray for his father. His father lives out in Manitoba. He's also thankful for a new partnership with the Vancouver Giants hockey team that he's hoping will help to raise the profile of Youth Unlimited, help them to raise some funds to strengthen their ability and their ministry scope. And he's also praying for his newly expanding local skateboard ministry in two locations. So for this one, I'm going to invite you to take 1 to 2 minutes just on your own to pray silently. You can have your eyes open to look at the request if you like, but just pray silently for Mark Koop. Let's take a minute or two, and Derek's going to put a little bit of music on for that.
I want to know you more. I want to know.
Okay, we can come back now. Thank you for praying for Mark. I know he'll really appreciate that. Next, I'd like to highlight Julius Otto and OBK Children. Of course, many of you know the story, but let me just quickly tell it quick again. Julius Otto arrived in our church as a refugee from Sudan, and he became a Canadian citizen and was educated here. This happened around 12, 13 years ago. Then God gave him a vision, and NSA sent Julius back 10, 12 years ago to start an orphanage in South Sudan amidst one of the most tumultuous political climates in the world. Today, there are more than 80 children that we are providing vital shelter, education, and care for. And of course, if you've been following some of the stories around our church recently, we successfully evacuated the children from their no longer safe location in South Sudan to the Kiridanga region of central Uganda. That was a massive undertaking. It happened around December 27th, and we announced that a few weeks back. So that's great. I think we're going to thank the Lord for that. That's amazing. So they're in their new site now. They've been there for about 3-4 weeks. And Dave Emery, I'm going to invite him. I actually see Dave here. He's going to come on down. Dave is the head of the OBK Canada board. And he has, along with Julia, sent me some of their recent prayer requests. I'm going to invite Michael Smith to come up and join me. And Michael's going to come and lead us in prayer for OBK. And it's great to have Dave here, too. This is Dave Emery. You know Dave. He's a good buddy of mine. And he does a great, great work in heading up the OBK Canada board, and particularly working together with the OBK board in South Sudan in this great venture to move the children. Here are a few of their requests. Of course, they're praying for the new home in Uganda, praying for continued support with the Canadian dollar sinking, and they pay out a lot in U.S. funds. That makes it challenging on the operations. Julius is asking for prayer for his son, Daniel, who is struggling with autism, and they're looking also for a new home to rent in the region where they're at. So I'm going to invite Michael to come over here and lead us in prayer for Dave and Julius and the organization.
Let's pray.
And let's everybody stand for this.
Father, your word says religion that you accept as pure and faultless includes looking after orphans and widows in their distress. Thank you for birthing this ministry in our midst over 10 years ago. This orphanage is a testimony to your faithfulness. You are faithful regardless of the obstacles that we encounter. Thank you for keeping the children safe in South Sudan for these many years. And thank you for providing a new home for them in Uganda for their improved housing and the schooling that's there. We pray that they may transition and settle in well. And we long with you, Lord, that many would come to follow you and be your light to those around them in the refugee camp. We pray, too, for the finances and the day-to-day running of the orphanage. As the orphanage, too, has been adversely affected by the exchange rate, we ask for more people to give monthly towards the care of the children. Our hearts also go out to Julius and Martina and the challenges that they face as a family. Help them with their son, the autistic son Daniel, that they may know how best to care for him. We also continue to pray for healing for Julius's back pain. Lastly, Lord, we pray for good collaboration and teamwork between Julius and the board of OBK. Grant them all your wisdom as they deal with the challenges. As we look back at the last 10 years, the road has not always been smooth. However, you, God, continue to be faithful, always and regardless. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen.
Next, we're on to Mark Davenport. Mark and his family were part of our church in the mid-2000s, when Mark was working with YWAM here in Vancouver. 5 or so years ago, they sensed a new call in their lives to move to Thunder Bay, Ontario, of all places, where Mark is now working part-time as a pastor at the local Alliance Church there, and part-time with YWAM, particularly focusing on chaplaincy within the correctional system. Mark has had some tremendous opportunities for conversations and prayers with inmates and corrections officers, Recently, there's been a lot of riots and strikes in the Thunder Bay District Jail. I don't know if you've been following the news. It's made national news at times. And Mark just let me know a few days ago that he had been there in a lot of times to have conversations with some of the inmates. In fact, one of the inmates who was the cause of the riot, they sent Mark in to talk to him and pray with him, which was quite an amazing opportunity to bring the light and presence of Jesus into some really dark places. So here are Mark's prayer requests. He's asking for prayer for his family. Actually, that's two of his three requests. So, and Mark is in that transition phase when his kids are going from youth to young adult. I'm there too, and that does require a lot of prayer. And just inviting us to pray for his children. His daughter Alex is actually heading off to YWAM in Perth this March in Australia, so that's cool. And he's also asking for opportunities to continue to bring the peace and hope to Jesus into the correction system. So for this one, we're also going to read a prayer out loud. And so I just invite you to read this along with me as we pray for Mark and his family. So, dear God, to Alex through her upcoming time with YWAM. Continue to open doors for Mark to bring the peace and hope of Jesus into the lives of inmates and correctional officers in Thunder Bay. Bless Mark and the Davenport family today, Jesus. Amen. It's really cool to hear just a prayer in unison like that. And I know that God loves to hear that prayer, and I know the Davenports will be really blessed by us coming together to support them today. So thank you for that. That's great. Next, we're moving to Ralph and Ruth Shereski. Ralph and Ruth have been Alliance International workers for decades, and they've been in Germany for 20-plus years. They've been planting churches in two cities. First, they were in Mannheim for over 20 years, and now they have moved to Heidelberg. We are one of their adopted sending churches. And many of you have prayed for Ralph's health as he battled leukemia over the last 5 or 6 years. And one of the coolest stories in the last few years is that he's experienced the Lord's healing. And he and Ruth were able to go back and move to Heidelberg to plant a new church 2 years ago and to kind of have another go at planting a brand new church in a new area. Heidelberg, like much of Europe, is a very post-Christian city. They have beautiful old church buildings that lie dormant there. It's also a university town, and so lots of the work that the Shereskis do is working with young adults. And here are the Shereskis' recent prayer requests that they sent my way. And for this one, I would love it if you feel comfortable to turn to one or two people around you and just pray together for their requests. So here's a few, just a review. Ralph is asking us to continue to praise God for health and healing. He's gained weight and he's gained strength, which is really cool. He's also asking for prayer. They're asking for prayer for their Friday evening discipleship group and for their worship events that they do monthly in this 400-year-old church right in the heart of their city. So for this one, it would be great if you do feel comfortable just to turn to a couple people around you, spend a little bit of time praying for Ralph and Ruth. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can just pray silently for them. That would be great. And Derek's going to put on a little bit of music. Let's take a few minutes to pray for this rest. He is my life, my strength, my soul kills you. So let's just bring it back. One of the neat opportunities that Ralph and Ruth have had is that every month on a Sunday evening, they have this 400-year-old church that they're using, and they do a worship night, and they leave the doors open because it's right in the heart of the city. And often people wander in and wonder what in the world is going on when they hear the sweet music. And this has been a great opportunity for them to connect with people. So it's kind of a cool story. Next, we are going to focus on Charlotte Browning. Charlotte is a Kiwi, and she came to us in the mid-2000s and was actually on staff for a while in our North Shore Alliance Youth Department. Charlotte currently works for Youth Unlimited, and she lives and works in the downtown East Side. Using her gifts in creative arts, she's amazing in painting and any kind of art, photography, etc. And she uses arts as a way to creatively come alongside at-risk youth who are facing all sorts of challenges, addiction, mental health, poverty, abandonment, abuse, and homelessness. I've put a few of Charlotte's latest prayer requests for you on the screen behind me. And I'd like to invite Kim Silver to come and join me. She's going to come and pray for Charlotte because she's a big supporter and mentor to Charlotte. Charlotte actually lives here in Vancouver, but she is attending now a church right in the downtown east side. A few highlights of prayer requests for her, where she's asking for prayer for a spiritual breakthrough. She's asking for prayer for more resources and financial support. She's asking prayer for some new, fresh creativity in her programming. And I think one of the things that we need to really keep in mind with Charlotte is that her work is with some really people who have tremendous challenges, and it can be very discouraging. And I just want to pray that, just feel like we need to join our hearts together today to pray for encouragement for Charlotte. So Kim's going to lead us, and let's stand for this one too, as Kim leads us in prayer for Charlotte. Yeah, it's ready to go.
Let's pray. Lord, I first want to thank you for the blessing of some time for rest and restoration for Charlotte. She's been away with her family in New Zealand. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for supplying new roommates when she had three all of a sudden leaving, and the way that you've supplied that. Thank you, Lord, for giving Charlotte your heart to partner with you for these at-risk young people. Thank you for the way you've provided, giving her good team workers and financial and prayer support, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for stretching and growing her in her trust as she sees you stretching her and having to step out in new ways of trusting you, Lord. We have a lot to thank you for. Thank you for your faithfulness to her. Lord, on her heart, because it's on your heart, are these at-risk young people. And I pray that you would bring breakthroughs in each one that comes across her path. Lord, we know your Spirit's at work, but I pray that you would give her that little glimmer that encourages her to see what you're doing and encourage her to partner with you and persevere through the tough times, Lord. Thank you that you are the creative one. You are the one who gives creativity to each one of us, especially to Charlotte. She's a beautiful, creative spirit. Thank you for giving her fresh new ideas, her and her team, as to how to bless these young people and new ways to challenge them. Thank you, Lord, that you're such a strong presence in her life. I pray that you would direct Charlotte's eyes to you, that she'd be encouraged, and that you would be her source of strength, energy, inspiration, but most of all, Lord, joy. Fill her with your joy. And once again, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, we ask that you'd provide all her needs. It's a difficult place to be needing financial support in this community. Lord, I ask that you would stir up in hearts of many to come alongside and catch a vision of what you're doing so that we'd be prompted to give liberally, generously, and pray for her, Lord. Thank you for encouraging her, and I pray you'd use each one of us, Lord, to encourage her also. Thank you for your goodness in Charlotte's life and all that you're doing in this ministry. Amen.
Just wanted to let you know that if you are wanting to support financially any of these missionaries, any eight of them, they are supported through our new NSA mission fund, and you can give that in our offering baskets, and it goes towards these eight missionaries, plus Amy and Kim, who we highlighted a few weeks ago. Now, this is a really great story, the Harada family with New Tribes Mission. Jeff and Christine were attending North Shore Alliance Church as a young couple in the 1990s. And felt the call to missionary training school. And in 2000, we launched Jeff and Christine and family to plant a church amongst the Iwok, an unreached people group in the northern Philippines. The Haradas moved into the tribe, learned the language, taught the Bible, and miraculously and amazingly, what a great story, people got saved and a church was started there and is still going today. What a joy to be part of something like this. Sadly, of course, you know, at the same time, Christine was battling cancer, making it impossible for the family to stay in the tribe, and they had to suddenly return to Canada on two occasions. What we'd like to do, Jeff and Michelle Jackson and I put together a little slideshow montage. It comes at you very quickly that kind of tells the story of those last kind of 15 years, and I'd like to draw your attention to the big screen behind me.
life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. A hope can live or die. So speak life.
So most of you know that Christine died about 10 months ago now, and in just 2 weeks, Jeff and Jacob and Nathan and Elliot and Gracie will be visiting the Philippines for the first time together since they left so abruptly 3.5 years ago. And I believe that this is a trip that we really need to bathe in prayer, because it's going to be instrumental in their lives as both they remember the past and look toward the future. Jeff has given me some of his latest prayer requests. I first want to say, I know they're not here at this service, but the children will be here at the next service. I want to say well done to the four Harada kids, because they have gone through so much in the last 15 years, and we just want to really honor them for that. I'm going to do that with them here in the second service. But I'd like to invite Jeff to come and join me on the platform. That would be awesome. Let's give it up for Jeff. Thanks for coming, buddy. There's a few requests that Jeff has asked for, and I'm just going to review them for us. He's asking for continued prayer for comfort as they grieve well and cherish Christine's memory. Second, he's asking for prayer because Jeff will need to go now and communicate in the native language of the Ewok people that Christine has passed away. And he also wants to communicate the hope of Christ through that. So that's a huge thing. You've been practicing your Ewok, but it's going to take a while for that to kind of sink in. I know the Lord's going to give you that for sure. And also Nathan, if you notice, he's been wandering around with a little shoulder thing. He's had a shoulder surgery recently, and we'd really love for God to heal that up for the plane ride particularly. And they're also looking. Now, you've seen a church structure there, which is in the bottom right-hand corner. That's a temporary structure. Jeff's really hoping to acquire some property there to actually build a permanent church somewhere there on the land. And also, the cool thing is, Bert and Genevieve, whom I've met both when I was in the Philippines, these are young kids who came up in the tribe, they got saved, and now they want to be missionaries back to their own tribe, which is awesome. So Jeff's going to be spending some time with them, and we really need to bathe them in prayer too. So I'd like us to stand now, and I just want to pray for Jeff and the Harada family as they head.
Sure, if I can.
Jeff does want to say something first. You got a couple minutes. Go for it.
Okay.
You can take a seat back, and then we'll stand for prayer. We got time. Sorry. We got time.
Yeah. Okay. So
Not too long, though.
I guess one of the joys of being a parent is making fun of your children. So there's one story in particular that stands out to me. And part of the reason we showed the pictures is to really tribute them. To take the gospel to a remote place is difficult enough, but then to raise a family, that bumps it up a bit. And I'm just so encouraged by their faith through the whole journey and all the struggles that we went through. So this story is really cute. I mean, this story is hard, but it kind of illustrates who they are and what they went through. So when we were in the village, we had a insurgent group come in, and they were holding some of our tribal people hostage. And we got word of this afterwards. And our partner said, "You can't go out now." So all night I was in trepidation, wondering if they would come into our area, into our house even. And yet God spared us. And in the morning, we were able to slip out. And as we slipped out, the military came in. And about half an hour later, there was a gunfight. And luckily, no one was killed. But when I woke up in the morning and I told the boys that we were going to escape, the boys said to me, "Oh, Dad, we couldn't wait till they're going to come down. We're going to take them all on." And I, as hard as that situation was, the boys just brought joy to that. And that story sticks out to me as the worst and also the funniest situation because of their faith and because of the joy that they brought. And I think that that also illustrates God's sovereignty and your prayers for us during that time. So many circumstances where things could have happened, but they didn't. And I believe that was because of you guys praying for us. And I think they stand now the way they do because of the prayers that you guys have given towards them and their life. And so I pray that you would just continue to breathe life into those, especially the boys. They really are transitioning now into men. So I really appreciate your prayers for them.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Let's stand for prayer. So, Lord, first of all, we just want to say thank you for the four Herata children, Lord. And we thank you for their, just the role they play even in our church community here, Lord. We just really love these kids. And we thank you, Lord, that they get to be part of our church congregation. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to bolster their faith in this season, especially as the boys are transitioning into adulthood. We pray, God, that you would continue to grow their faith. We pray that you would continue to give them passion to serve you, Lord. And God, we just want to lift up Nathan's shoulder to you today. We ask, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name. We also want to pray that you continue to heal their hearts, Lord. Thank you for the steps that Jeff has taken over this past 10 months to sort through his grief. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to guide him in grieving well. We pray that you would be the comfort for Jeff and the kids in this season, Lord, that you continue to bring them to that place of really just knowing your presence and experiencing your healing and moving forward. And God, we want to lift up this these couple of requests on the site of the Ewok too, Lord. We would really love for you to provide favor with the landowner for a new church to be built there. And we ask that, God, you'd open doors. God, we also want to pray for Bird and Genevieve. What an awesome thing that you've brought them forth to know you and now with a vision to reach back to their own people. And we pray, Lord, that you would provide for them. We pray, God, for a fresh anointing of your Spirit on Bert and Genevieve, for ministry amongst our own people, and we ask that you would use them powerfully in Jesus' name. And God, we want to pray for this trip. Pray that you'd first give Jeff the words to communicate Christine's passing and the great hope of Jesus to his people. And second of all, God, we pray that this would be a huge time for all the kids and for Jeff in processing the past, and also looking to the future. And God, we pray that you would just walk right with them and that they would know your presence so clearly in every point. And that, God, you would give them deep healing and also fresh hope for the future. And we trust them to you, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, man. So Jeff and the kids are leaving in 2 weeks for their trip. You can keep praying for them. So setting the example for us, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who were lost. Jesus stepped in. He got involved. He risked it all on our rescue, living, dying, rising again to make new life possible for us and for all. This is such good news. Last week, guest speaker Ross Hastings said, "We wouldn't even know God if he wasn't a sending God." And mission is at the very heart of God's call to be Christ's followers. If you belong to God, you are sent.
And joining God's mission, as Ross said last week, is not an ought, it's something we get to be part of. And will this be part of your story in 2016? Perhaps you're a Christ follower or a longtime churchgoer, but never gotten involved in mission. You've convinced yourself mission is only for the perfect Christians. And you've maybe convinced yourself, besides, why would I want to be on mission? No one really wants to hear about Jesus these days anyways. I have to say, that's balderdash. It's simply not true. When you catch the mission fire, it changes everything in your faith journey. When you go out on a limb to give generously of your finances to support our missionaries, you'll find that God has a way of astounding you with how great He is to meet your needs. When you commit precious time and pray for God's mission, you'll be surprised how much joy you get when God answers with breakthroughs on the mission field, or when God softens that hard-hearted work colleague's heart and they seek you out for a spiritual conversation. When you take the risk to go to a foreign country or muster up the courage to go across your driveway or cubicle to a neighbor or co-worker and keep going across to share Jesus with them, God has a way of rewarding you with way more than you could ever lose in the risk. It's been our desire this January that God would grow our mission hearts. I want to say particularly to youth and young adults, and even really to everybody, because some of you who are newly retired, we are looking for the next generation of missionaries to go. People with time and a calling to go, like the ones that we prayed for today. But I challenge all of us to give a little more of ourselves, our hearts, to God's mission. Together. It's simply the best thing to give our lives to on the planet. Amen. I'd like to invite the team to come and join me as we finish off with a couple of songs of praise and worship. Let's stand.